This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The special session of the West Virginia Legislature this year was supposed to be focused on one thing, putting together a budget for the 2018 fiscal year. But over the course of several weeks, lawmakers spent most of their time debating a separate issue, tax reform. It turns out West Virginia wasn't the only state having the conversation about changing its tax code this year. In fact, 23 states attempted to make changes specifically to taxes charged on services. But many of those efforts failed. Elaine Povich, a senior staff writer for the Pew Charitable Trust publication Stateline, kept track of those efforts in her article titled, Why States Are Struggling to Tax Services, and spoke with Ashton Mara about what she watched happen across the country, answering that exact question. Just why are states struggling?
Well, first of all, it's always a hard thing to tax something new, whether that is an income tax for the states that don't have them, a sales tax for the states that don't have them, or in this case, trying to tax services which have not traditionally been taxed at all. You look at the sales tax issue, same thing applies. For years, states have been trying to tax internet sales. And there's a whole host of reasons why that's become difficult. It's getting a little bit easier because Amazon has agreed to have its sales taxed in most of the states where they have a sales tax. But many other online retailers are fighting this, basically because they haven't been taxed in the past. And the same thing applies to services. If your dentist is not used to the idea of tacking on a sales tax at the end of your bill, he or she's going to be a little bit annoyed at the idea that, wait, now my service is going to get taxed too? That's not fair. We don't ever do that here. So when states try to do this piecemeal, it creates controversies because every constituency that is going to be affected by the tax says, wait a minute, that's not fair. You can't tax me. What about these other guys? They're getting away with it. And it's even harder when you try a broad base tax because you just increase the number of constituencies that are going to be affected by it.
So West Virginia experienced this over the past couple months, and in fact is one of the states that you focused on in your article. So our audience might remember that much of the state's special session focused on various tax reform proposals. You know, some of the proposals were about making changes to the sales tax. That's what our House of Delegates wanted. But the Senate was focused on making changes to the sales tax and combining them with personal income tax changes. But in the end, nothing got through for various political reasons. Can you tell us about the other states that you look at and the things they considered this year? And why ultimately were they unsuccessful in these changes?
Sure. First of all, there were 23 states that considered proposals to impose taxes on at least some services. Some of those bills got further than others. Some of them died outright, but there were 23. One of the ones I focused on was Oklahoma. And in that one, the governor called for what she called sales tax modernization. And she said quite reasonably that because the economy of both the state and the country has turned to a service-based economy, the way the tax system ought to be done is to reflect that change in the economy. But she hit roadblocks from the very beginning. First of all, you have a certain number of lawmakers who are just opposed to any kind of tax increases at all. But then the industries that would have been affected, home repair, auto services, funerals, cable TV, everybody had a constituency and they started, you know, peppering the legislators with, you know, the idea that you can't do this. I'll tell you, the one guy that really stuck with me was a funeral home director. And he said, look, you know, death is something that's going to happen. Okay, everybody knows that death is going to happen. It's not like the cigarette tax where you can choose whether or not to smoke. He says death's going to happen. And he framed it as taking advantage of a grieving family at the worst time in their life. So when you have constituencies that come out like that, it makes it very, very difficult to do.
Do you think that states that are unable to adapt or unable to find ways to implement these service taxes, do you think they'll continue to struggle financially like West Virginia currently is?
I think the economy, not of just West Virginia, but of all states and, in fact, the nation as a whole, is simply moving to a service economy. You know, the manufacturing we used to see is gone, and it's not coming back. So I think until states and the country themselves figure out a way to adapt their tax system to the new economy, it's going to be a difficult thing to do. I mean, you look at you know, the back in the day when there were all these manufacturing plants, you know, in 1966, for example, the goods economy accounted for more than a third of the gross domestic product. By 2016, last year, that kind of manufacturing was down to 18% of the economy. And yet we're still, in our tax system, taxing things that are tangible, that are produced, but not, for example, the labor that is used to install them. If you go to you know, your local hardware store and buy a new toilet, and then you pay a handyman guy to put it in, you pay tax on the toilet, but you don't pay tax on the service that's performed by the handyman. And since much more of our economy is now, you know, handyman services and, of course, other much larger services, that's disproportionate to the economy. So I think overall, until the states figure out how to tax services, they are going to continue to struggle. The sales tax has been flat or declining for a number of years, and I think it's still going to go that way in the future.
That was Elaine Povich, senior staff writer for Stateline of the Pew Charitable Trusts, speaking with Ashton Mara. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. There's a flash flood watch in effect for central and northern areas of West Virginia through this evening. Scattered rain and thunderstorms today with highs in the 80s. Rain and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the 80s. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. West Virginia University is hosting a variety of summer camps this year focused on opening the eyes and minds of young engineers. Caroline Carey visited one of the camps this week and has this report.
22 high school students said goodbye to their families as they moved into the WVU Towers dormitory for a week of exploring the field of engineering. The Engineering and Sustainability Camp, put on by the Statler College of Engineering and Mineral Resources, allows campers to work in teams to build and design engineering-based projects. Those projects are meant to show that with hard work and passion, anyone can find a thriving career in the world of science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM for short. Campers this week experienced a variety of potential careers in the field, including hands-on work with 3D printing.
3D printing allows you, because, you know, it's not just for plastic. You know, a lot of people think it's just for plastic, but, you know, even the medical field is coming up with ways to 3D print organs and stuff, so they can use different materials.
Three-year camp counselor and junior mechanical engineering student Parker Holstein gives campers some background information on 3D printing before creating their own printable pieces. Holstein also shares with the campers some insight on why he believes WVU's engineering camp is so essential.
Their interest has peaked, and I think they see more of the opportunities that are available in STEM fields, especially in engineering like this one focuses on, just stuff that they didn't know existed or they didn't know was a thing that they could, you know, get more into in terms of a degree and in terms of a job. So I think it just opens their eyes to the possibilities that are out there.
Throughout the week, students took part in daily activities comparing various boat designs and learning the techniques of WVU's rowing team, testing cardboard canoes they designed themselves, and learning about ecological engineering and using their knowledge to examine and test a local water source. Dylan Torrey is a high school sophomore from Virginia and first-time participant in the engineering camp.
I've learned so much stuff about engineering. I didn't even know there are these many fields of engineering. And I've just taken away all this knowledge that I never knew before.
Over the course of the summer, the Statler College will put on 11 camps for students running from grades 1 through 12. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caroline Carey in Morgantown.
Beloved dynamic pop band Lake Street Dive returned to this week's encore broadcast of Mountain Stage with songs from their acclaimed album Side Pony. Here they perform Call Off Your Dogs in this Mountain Stage Song of the Week. Lake Street Dive with Call Off Your Dogs. You can hear this song and more on an encore broadcast of Mountain Stage Saturday night at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Glennis Board, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Roxy Todd, and Jesse Wright. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.